The solar industry is one of the newest players to enter Pennsylvania's energy landscape. During its infancy, making a career in it was a bit of a gamble. But Hal Saville decided to give it a go.
It was something that I had to convince my family was the right thing to do because I had a pretty cushy job and could have retired from doing that. And it was, you know, it was, the industry was somewhat slow to get on its feet and really gain momentum.
Saville works as a commercial energy project consultant for Energy Independent Solutions. He helps develop and sell solar panel systems like the one that just went in at the Forest Hills Municipal Building near Pittsburgh. For State Impact Pennsylvania's Voices of Energy series, Saville shares his story as a crew finishes installing the system's wiring.
How's it going? Are we able to come up and join you guys up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where the rubber meets the red.
I've actually been interested in solar for over 30 years. And back in the mid-80s, went to school at Penn State for solar and architectural engineering. But there was really no solar market at the time. So I had a totally different career path. Sort of got to the point where I could quit my job in IT and work for a solar company, you know, that was just getting started. I definitely was nervous, and it was a big leap of faith. I'll go out and I'll meet with the clients early on, discuss what their needs are, and kind of understand what they would be interested in, and that allows me to make a recommendation. And then based on that recommendation, if they decide to go forward with it, we put together a formal proposal. So for this building, for example, we started out with this drawing that came from the architect that showed the area on the roof that they wanted to utilize for solar. But then also on the inside, you have to fit where the different mechanicals are in the building and make sure that everything fits.
Yeah. We have another pipe dropping
through. So are you coming through that space where all the other mechanicals are?
I do not. So we already plumbed our main line.
Coolest part of my job is getting a call from somebody saying, I'm ready to go. And sometimes that happens relatively quickly. I mean, I meet somebody who's like, they've been thinking about this for a long time and they finally decided to check it out and they've talked to us, and maybe they've talked to some other companies and they've selected us and they said, we're ready to go. And then I have other people, I just signed a contract this past week with somebody that I've been talking with for 4 years. And I met at one of these home show events and we've kept in touch and, you know, they weren't ready and there were other things going on in their lives. And then eventually they got to the point that they said, yes, you know, now we're gonna go and do this. I try to keep things on a politically neutral basis and focus on the environmental benefits, but also on the financial benefits. And frankly, those two things are similar. I mean, when you talk about somebody being conservative and talk about conservation, they're from the same root word of to conserve. So I'm kind of all about trying to find that middle sensibility.
That was Hal Saville. His story was produced by me, Amy Sisk, for State Impact Pennsylvania, a collaboration between WHYY, WITF, WESA, and the Allegheny Front to cover the Commonwealth's energy economy.